Today's shiur is Masechta Erevin, Daf Tzadik Dalad, and we're going to begin on Daf Tzadik Gimel Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom. Yesterday we had discussed the concept of Kivan Shehutra Hutra, that if an area had become mutter to carry in before Shabbos because of Erev was made, or for any other reason, may that status remain for the rest of Shabbos, even though the circumstances through which the Erev was made change. So the Gemara continues discussing that shaila. Itmar, we learned. If a wall between two chatzeris collapsed in Shabbos. So now, even though each chatzer made its own individual Erev, but because the wall collapsed, so now each chatzer is exposed to the other chatzer, and as we have learned many times, if an area is exposed to another area to which it may not carry, then the first area also becomes prohibited to carry in. So now the question is, now that this wall fell down, what is the status? May you continue carrying there or not? Rav says that you can no longer carry there, you can only carry up to Dalet Amos. Shmuel says, the people of the first chatzah could carry to where the wall was, and the people of the other chatzah could continue carrying until where the wall was. Because Shmuel holds that since the Erev, since it was mutter to carry in this area before Shabbos, that heter remains throughout the entire Shabbos. That is very fundamental, Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, in understanding this Gemara. We had learned earlier in our parak that Rav Shimon says that it's mutter to carry items that were left outdoors from Gagois to Chatzeros to Kafifos. And Rav and Shmuel then had a disagreement. Kalim that were in the house, even Rav Shimon holds you can't carry, even if you have an Erev, only till the Chatzar, but you can't carry them further. Rav said that in a situation where an Erev was made, and now in my Chatzar, I have two types of Kalim. I have Kalim that were out there from before Shabbos, and I have Kalim that were carried out there because I had the Erev from the house to the Chatzar. The Kalim that were out there from before Shabbos, I could continue carrying to other Chatzeres, Gagun, Karfifos. The Kalim that were in the house may not be carried further. So Rav taught us that in order to avoid confusion, you're not allowed to, in this such a circumstance, you're not allowed to carry anything. Shmuel disagreed. Shmuel said, what you're allowed to carry, you're allowed to carry. What you're not allowed to carry, you're not allowed to carry. Ask Rashi and Tosfos. In this situation, I began Shabbos with a wall and an Erev for my chatzar. I'm allowed to carry items out from my house. I'm allowed to carry, and I have items in the chatzar. Rav will tell me that I can't move anything past the chatzar, as we explained a moment ago. Now that the wall collapsed, and I can no longer carry from my house to the chatzar, what will Rav now hold? Will Rav hold that his gezerah, that you're not allowed to carry anything that's in the chatzar when an Erev was made, remains? That's how Rashi learns. Because the reason for the gezerah still is in effect. Since I have these two types of kalim in this chatzar, kalim that may be moved further because they were outdoors from before Shabbos, kalim that may not be moved further because they were in the house, so to avoid the confusion, I can't move further. Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos says the Rav set his gezerah only when we have an Erev. But now that the Erev became disqualified because the wall collapsed, so Rav's gezerah isn't in effect. Another shaila the Mefarshim speak about. Rav holds that we don't say kivan shehutra hutra. If an Erev gets disqualified, it gets disqualified. Now there are two reasons why an Erev could get disqualified. It could get disqualified, like the case of our Gemara, where the wall collapsed, or could get disqualified because new neighbors moved in. You had people living in a house before Shabbos. They made an Erev between themselves. But on Shabbos, new neighbors moved in who weren't part of the Erev. And that can make the Erev disqualified. Rav is clearly saying in our Gemara that if the disqualification is because the wall collapsed, which is a structural deficiency, the halacha is that the Erev becomes disqualified. But what will be the halacha according to Rav if the deficiency isn't a structural deficiency? It's a deficiency because new neighbors moved in. There's a machlokes what Rav will say. Some say that Rav will still continue saying that if he becomes disqualified, it remains disqualified, and some say that Rav doesn't speak about such a situation. Rashi, at the beginning of Al Gemara, explains that what was the case here. The first Rashi, it's on the first wide line on Daf Tzadik Gimel Amud Beis, and Rashi, there was no door between these two chatzeris. They didn't make an Erev together. They couldn't. There was a wall dividing them. But nothing, and then that wall fell down. So Mefarshim asked, why is Rashi pointing out that there was no wall between these two chatzeris? Even if there was a wall, have we not learned that let's say you have a wall between two chatzeris, and the wall has a window that's dalet al dalet, that the halach is, these two chatzeris have the option. They can make one Erev together, or they can remain two separate chatzeris and make separate Eruvim for each chatzer. So even if there was a door, asked the Mefarshim, they still could have opted to make two separate Erevs. So why is Rashi saying that there was no door? Based on this kasha, the Sefer Itim says that a door is different than a window. When there's a window in a wall that separates two chatzeris, then we have the option. We can make two eruvin for each chatzer separately, or we can make one eruv to combine the two chatzeris. However, says the Sefer Itim according to Rashi, another Rishonim say it also, when you have a door in the wall, you don't have that option. A door is considered much more of a opening between the two chatzeris, and then you must make an Erev between the two chatzeris if you want to even be able to carry in each chatzer separately. That's why Rashi explained that there was no wall here. Says the Gemara, V'hod the Rav, this that we just explained, the Rav holds that if an area becomes disqualified during Shabbos, it becomes disqualified. We don't say kima shehutra hutra. Says the Gemara, la beferishitma. We didn't hear explicitly from Rav. Ela mechlalitma. We understood it from a story. The Rav Shmuel have yosri bahu chatzer. Rav Shmuel was sitting in a certain chatzer. Nafel gudu de beni beni, and the wall dividing the two chatzeres fell down. Amu Shmuel. So Shmuel said to those who were with him, shkule glima negidabei. Take my scarf and put it across the place where the partition was. I had written a Rav Lape. So Rav turned away his face from Shmuel to show that he was dissatisfied with Shmuel's psak. Rashi explains, because Rav held, once the wall collapsed, you can no longer carry in the chatzar, even if this chatzar had its individual erif. Amla Shmuel. So Shmuel said to them, Ikapet Abba, used to call Shmuel Abba either because that was his name or that was a title. Shkule Hamnai Keturbei. If Rav has any objections, take his belt and fasten the scarf that it should be even a stronger petition. So Rashi explains, as we said, the Rav was dissatisfied with what Shmuel was doing because it involved carrying, which according to Rav, there was no longer a heter to carry in this chatzer. And Shmuel held you were allowed to carry. Other Rishonim explain as follows. Shmuel, the Gemara is learning, put down this scarf that it should be some sort of a mechitza. It should be a partition between the two chatzeres. Rav held that a mechitza that's erected, that's a mechitza hamateris, that separates two rishuyas, and because I have this mechitza, I'm not allowed to. I now can carry because I have constructed a wall. May not be made on Shabbos. Rav held, you can't make this mechitza because you can't carry in each chatzar individually once the wall fell down. You're carrying this scarf. That's one problem. Second problem, you're creating a mechitza, which is a mechitza hamateris, which is also on Shabbos. And Shmuel held that there was nothing wrong with what was being done. Carrying was mutter. Since it was mutter to carry in this area from before Shabbos, it remains mutter to carry in the area. And it's not a mechitza materis, because a mechitza materis means that without the mechitza, I couldn't have carried. But Shmuel says I could have carried anyway. As says the Rashba, why didn't Rashi learn this pshat? Because Rashi, we learned the Masechta Shabbos, holds that a mechitza is never a mechitza only if there's a roof. Here, since we're only talking about the vertical part of a mechitza, not any horizontal mechitza, it's not considered a mechitza anyway. So that couldn't have been the issue between Rav and Shmuel. This is a very relevant shaila l'aloch l'maisa. Let's say there's a shul that there's no mechitza up on Friday night, and Shabbos morning they want to put up a mechitza. According to Shmuel, it's a oil arai, we're not dealing with a deraisa. According to Shmuel, according to Rashi, since it's a mechitza that's only on the vertical side, there's no roof to it, it would be mutter. According to other Rishonim, it may be usher, because it may be a mechitza materis. Because of the mechitza, I can now daven. I couldn't have davened without the mechitza. And just making a vertical mechitza is also considered making oil arai on Shabbos. Ask the Gemara, if according to Shmuel, they were allowed to carry anyway, and there was no need to make new partition, because the partition was there from before Shabbos. Why did they have to make this even minimal mechitza? Didn't Shmuel say that everybody could continue carrying until where the mechitza was previously? Answers the Gemara, Shmuel, Ovid Litznius Ba'ama. The only reason Shmuel did it was to serve for privacy. Not that it had any legal function or any halachic requirement. Ask the Gemara, V'Rav Yisvir Le Da'asr, if Rav holds that it's us to carry the scarf, Lamele, he should have said it. Why did he just turn around his face? Answers the Gemara, Asr the Shmuel Hava. This was where Shmuel was the Rav, and out of respect for Shmuel, Rav did not want to explicitly disagree with him. Asked the Gemara, my time adrenalape. So then why did he turn around his face? Answers the Gemara, the lo name Kishmuel Sirle. On the other hand, Rav didn't want people to make the mistake and believe that he agrees with Shmuel. So what he did was, to satisfy it, he didn't say it, he just turned around. However, the Rishonim say, from here we see that where there's someone, a Rav, out of respect to him, another person should not disagree. The Rishonim make two caveats. One is only when the issue is not an issue of deraisa, a shaila of deraisa, like an Al Gemara. There was no carrying between the chatzeris, is only an issa drabbanan, not an issa deraisa. And furthermore, they point out, it's only where the issue under discussion is not something that's explicit in a Mishnah, something that's a beferish adin that he's disagreeing with. But if the Rav is making a mistake in something which is explicit in Shulchan Aruch or in a Mishnah that it's Asur, then even if it's a Drabbanon, the person should show him, of course, in the most respectful manner possible, that he made an error. Says the Mishnah, Chatzah Shenifetzah L'Rishus Rabim. If a Chatzah was breached to Rishus Rabim, and this is diagram 339 on page 113, says the Mishnah, Hamachnas Mitoich L'Rishus HaYochid, somebody carries from this Chatzah to Rishus HaYochid, or Rishus HaYochid L'Toichai, or from Rishus HaYochid to this Chatzah, Chayiv Divrei Rabbi Elazar. Because according to Rabbi Elazar, since this chatzar is now exposed to the Rishus HaRabim, it has a din of Rishus HaRabim, and therefore carrying from it to the Rishus HaRabim or vice versa is a deraisa. The Chum disagree. Beisei mitoichel Rishus Rabim, carrying from this chotzer to Rishus Rabim, or Rishus Rabim mitoichel, from Rishus Rabim to it, potter. Is potter means, like we learned in Masechta Shabbos, means potter avalosar. It's not an issa deraisa. It's only an issa drabonon, b'mneshi karmelis, because it's considered a karmelis. And now, in understanding the Chachamim, there are two fundamental questions. One question is that we need to understand this Mishnah. When Rav Elazar said his psak, he spoke about carrying from this chotzer to Rishus HaYochid. And he says the chotzer has a din of Rishus HaRabim. Why, when the Chachamim say their position, does the Mishnah change the story? And the Mishnah says they were talking about a situation of carrying from the chotzer to Rishus HaRabim. Why shouldn't the Mishnah speak about the same case? Carrying from the chotzer to Rishus HaYochid, that according to Rabbanan, it's a karmelis. That's one question. Another question. This area, according to the Chachamim, that the Mishnah says is a karmelis, is only a karmelis l'chumra. But really, it's a Rishus HaYochid. Because it has, as the diagram shows us, three walls. And if it has three walls, according to most Rishonim, besides the Rambam, midoraisa it's a Rishus HaYochid. Midrabbanan, we're machmer. So if midoraisa this chotz is Rishus HaYochid, why, when carrying from it to Rishus HaRabim, is it an only an issa drabbanan? It should be an issa deraisa. You're carrying from an area which is midoraisa Rishus HaYochid to another area which is a Rishus HaRabim. So because of these two questions, the Tosfos HaRid changes the gears of the Mishnah, and he says that the Mishnah is actually, by the second case of the Mishnah, also should say mitoicha l'rishus hayochid or m'rishus hayocha l'toicha. Tosfos says that we have to explain the Mishnah differently. It isn't as we explained that only one of the four walls of the chotzer collapsed, but rather all four walls of the chotzer collapsed. If all four walls of the chotzer collapsed, that it's not even a Rishus HaYochid midoraisa, and that's what the Mishnah is telling us, that you can now carrying from it to Rishus HaRabim is only an issa drabbanan, because it's not a Rishus HaYochid midoraisa. The Rashba and the Ritva say that only one wall collapsed. However, since the wall that collapsed, as the diagram shows us, is exposed to the Rishus HaRabim, there the halacha is that even though the area is surrounded with three walls, if the wall that is exposed directly to Rishus HaRabim, you cannot call that area Rishus HaYochid Midaraisa or Midrabbanan. It's only a karmelis, and that's what the Mishnah is trying to tell us, that in such a situation, even if you carry from it to Rishus HaRabim, where you might have thought that it's Rishus HaYochid Midaraisa and Shibim Mechai Midaraisa, teaches us the Mishnah that midaraisa it's not a Rishus HaYochid because it was exposed directly to the Rishus HaRabim. Ask the Gemara for Rav Elazar. We need to understand Rav Elazar. Mishum the Nifritzel Rishus HaRabim, because the area is exposed to Rishus HaRabim, Havalei Rishus HaRabim, it automatically becomes Rishus HaRabim. Isn't the Chotzer still a privately owned area where the owner has the right to restrict the people from Rishus HaRabim to come there, and therefore it should retain the status of Rishus HaYochid? Answers the Gemara, in. According to Rabbi Lezer, this becomes a Rishus HaRabim because Rabbi Lezer Latamei. The Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Aymim Shem Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shabar Derech L'Atzman. If the public chose a road for themselves, they started traveling regularly through a road which was previously a private place, Mashabiru Biru. What they chose is chosen, and now becomes a Rishus HaRabim. Ask the Gemara, any Vamrav Gidl Amarav, Fuhush Avdlem Derech Bais Asada. When does Rebbe Lez's psak apply? That's only when they lost a path in that field. There was a publicly owned path going through a field. Then it got lost, and now when the people started walking there again, it hasn't been a Rishus HaRabim. But here, this was a private place all along. So what will you say? That Hachinami, we're talking about a case Kigon Sha'avdol and Derech Bais HaChotzer, that the public lost the path in that Chotzer. Ask the Gemara, how can you say that Pshat? V'amar Rav Chanina, Ad Mokim Mechitz Machloikis. Rav Chanina says that the entire Machloikis between the Chachamim and Rabbi Lezer and our Mishnah is only on the area up to where the wall was. If that whole Chatzur has a din of a Rishus Rabim or of a Kamos. But in the wall itself, everybody agrees that it's Rishus Rabim. But if you're explaining now that the Pshat of our Mishnah is because the people walk where the wall was, so then it should only... So how could Rav Elazar say that the rest of the Chatzur is Rishus Rabim? Answers the Gemara, you have to change what Rav Chanina said. The entire machlokes between Rav Elazar and the Chachamim only involves the area where the wall, where the collapsed wall was. Rav Elazar considers that area not to be a public area, and that's why it's Rishus Rabim. Chachamim hold not that way. Asks the Rishonim, in the case that we explain that the Rabbim could turn an area into Rishus Rabbim, is Kishon Sh'avdolam Derech by Sechatzer, that they lost a place in that Chatzer. So since they lost a place in that Chatzer, so now they could claim and then walk in the area that it's theirs. Here there's no Machloikis. Nobody claimed that this area was the Rabbim's. So just because, so why does it become Rishus Rabbim? Just because the public walks there. So that's why the Rishonim explained that the case here was that they originally had a argument with this person. What was the status over a certain spot, what she held was his, and they held belonged to the public. After they had that machloikis, the wall collapsed, and the rabbim decided that we're going to walk where the wall was, and that's going to show that it was our area. That's why it's a case of Avdilhem Derech Ba'is Sada. But according to those Rishonim, had there not been this previous issue where the rabbim thought that they owned part of this field, then even Rabbi Elazar would agree that this area is not Rishus Rabbim. V'Ba'is Simon, the Gemara gives a different teretz. But see Rishus Rabbim Kamefki. The machlokes here is about an area which is the side of Rishus Rabbim. The Rabbi Elazar saw it, see the Rishus Rabbim Dami. That place on the side of Rishus Rabbim, where the Rabbim walk, have a din of Rishus Rabbim. Rabbanan Savri, see the Rishus Rabbim, lav Rishus Rabbim Dami. And as not, just because they walk there, they can't turn it into Rishus Rabbim. And like Tarsus explained, that has nothing to do with ownership. It has to do if people walk in an area, does it have a din of Rishus Rabbim or not. So ask the Gemara, if that's the Machloikis, the one we have to have the whole story with the wall that fell down. Philosophically, but see the Rishus Rabbim Balma. Let them argue, what is the status of Tzidur Rishus Rabbim? Answers the Gemara, if Tzidur Rishus Rabbim Balma, if they only would have argued in case of Tzidur Rishus Rabbim, have a meaning, we would have thought. Keep legal Rabbana Leid Rabbi Lezer, when Rabbana disagreed Rabbi Lezer, Hani Mila Heichdeike Chfufi. Usually, in the Tzidur Rishus Rabbim, there are obstructions. So that's why the Rabbanan hold that that's not called a Rishus Rabbim. Because those obstructions prevented from getting a status of Rishus Rabbim. But, like in the story in our Mishnah, where the area where the wall fell down is completely free and clear, and there's no problem to walk there. Perhaps the Rabbanan will be Moedel Terbeleza, that's called a Rishus Rabbim. Kamash Malon, that's why the Mishnah teaches us that it's not called a Rishus Rabbim, according to Rabbanan, even in such a situation. Ask Tosfos, maybe the Rabbanan hold in our Mishnah, it's not considered Rishus Rabbim, because it's my area, it's my private property that I own. But perhaps by Yitzidur Rishus Rabbim, which I don't own, the Rabbanan will agree that Sidei Rishus Rabbim, Kirishus Rabbim Dami. Says Tosfos, that every case of Tzidur Rishus Rabbim, Kirishus Rabbim, is talking in a case in an area which is owned privately by an individual. So that's not what can make our Mishnah unique. Ask the Gemara, if the whole question, the way we're explaining, is on the strip of land where the people are walking, but let's look at the language of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Vametoicha kamar," they were carrying from inside. So it seems that the Machloikis is not limited just to the strip of land. It's talking about the whole area. Answers the Gemara, either the Amr Rabbanim Metoicha, since the Rabbanim spoke about the whole Chatzar, because according to Rabbanim there is no difference between the strip of the land where people are walking and the rest of the Chatzar, Amr Yehunami Metoicha, Shem Elezer also spoke about the entire Chatzar. Ask the Gemara, V'manan, I need to understand the Rabbanim now. Amr Rabbi Elezer, Tzidr Shus Rabbim. The way we're explaining the Mishnah now, Rabbi Elezer was only speaking about the strip of land next to the Chatzar, next to the Rishus Rabbim, which Rabbi Elezer said was a Rishus Rabbim. He wasn't talking about the rest of the Chatzar. The Hadul Rabbanan and the Rabbanan are answering about the rest. Rabbi Elezer wasn't talking about the rest of the Chatzar. Why the Rabbanan speaking about the rest of the Chatzar? Says the Gemara, Hachakamalei Rabbanan Rabbi Elezer. This is why we need to understand the dialogue between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Elezer. Miklai Kamaydis Lon, don't you agree? The Heicha, the Telta Metoicha, Rishus Rabbim. That if you carried from the inside of the Chatzar to Rishus Rabbim, or Rishus Rabbim Metoicha, or you carried from Rishus Rabbim into the Chatzar, the Potter, that you would not be Chayiv. Why? The Raisa of Neshu Karmelis, because it's only a Karmelis. Sidei, so the Rabbanim say, decide the strip of land, the strip of land where the wall was and is no different than the rest of the Chatzar. Rabbi Elezer tell them, you can't compare the rest of the Chatzar to that strip. Why? Hasam, in the rest of the Chatzar, like Kadash Barabim, you don't have the public walking there. That's why it's a Karmelis. Hacha, but on this strip of land where the people are walking, Darsile Rabbim, people are walking there, and it has a status with Tzidei Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and that's why it has a din of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim according to Rabbi Elezer. Says the Mishnah, Chatzar Shnifetzel L'Rosh Hashanah Rabbim Shtei Ruchaseah. A Chatzar that was breached to the Rabbim, and this breach occurred on Shabbos, on two sides. So now, it's not properly enclosed to allow carrying in it. They came by each different Mishtei Ruchaseah, or a house that was breached on two sides. They came Mavish Nitalu Karais of Alay Chayef. We go back to the beginning of the Masechta, where we learned that in order to carry in a Mavli, you have to have a Kaira Lechi, and then Lechi and Kaira were removed on Shabbos. Matar Mbaisa Shabbos, you could continue carrying in this area this Shabbos, Vasum La Salavai, but not on further Shabbos. Divra Behuda, because Rabbi Huda holds Kivan Shehutra Hutra. Rabbi Yossi Yomer, in Mitarim Laisa Shabbos, Mitarim Laisa Lavoi, if for this Shabbos it's Mutar for the future Shabbosim, V'Mesurim Laisa Shabbos, V'Mesurim Laisa Lavoi, V'Mesurim Laisa Shabbos. And if you can't carry in these areas in the future, you can't carry in the Shabbos. What Rabbi Yossi means to say is that since in the future Shabbosim, you certainly can't carry there. It's not properly enclosed. This Shabbos, you can't carry there either. Ask the Gemara. B'mayiskinen. When we speak about a breach in the wall, that because you have a breach in the wall, you can continue carrying, you can't carry. Well, how big was this breach? Ilayim be'eser, if the breach was 10 amos or less, why does the Mishnah say that the breach has to be on two sides? Because if it was only on one side, Pischehu, I say it's not called a breach, it's a door, it's an entranceway. So Mishnei Ruchas Nami Pischehu. So say the same when it's even on two sides. Say it's not more than an entrance. Ella, what must you say, that what size breach are we talking about? But yes, Simi Esser, when it's a breach that's more than 10 amos. So then if it's on one side, it should have the same din. We're speaking at a breach that's less than 10. But we're speaking about a case that the breach was in a corner. The pesach of a Karen Zavis lay avi inshi. People don't make entranceways on corners, which is shown in diagram 340. So the way you have to understand Pshat and the Gemara is like this. Why is there a difference between a breach that's 10 or less than 10? The answer is less than 10 amos or more than 10 amos. A breach that's less than 10 amos is an entranceway, but it has to have the characteristics of an entranceway. If it's in the corner, as the Gemara is explaining, corners, people don't make entranceways. And if they don't make entranceways, even though the breach may be less than 10 amos, it can't be called a Pesach. There's a very interesting shaila. What would be the halacha if in this corner somebody erected a Tzuras HaPesach? Will that be considered an enclosure or not? Reb Chaim Briska, based on a Rambam, says there will not be considered an enclosure. Why? Because Reb Chaim Briska bases on this Gemara. The Rambam is based on this Gemara. The Gemara says that Pischa of entranceway is not made in a corner. The entire reason that a Tzuras HaPesach works is because it's an entranceway. There's no entranceways in a corner, and you cannot make a Tzuras HaPesach. The Mishnah Berurah disagrees. Mishnah Berurah says you can't make a Tzuras HaPesach in a corner. Because according to the Mishnah Berurah, the way a Tzuras HaPesach works is not because it's an entranceway. Because the Gemara is telling us that you don't make an entranceway in a corner. The reason a Tzuras HaPesach works is because it's called a mechitza. It's called an enclosure. An enclosure, even then in a corner. Continues the Gemara in explaining the Mishnah. The Chaim Ba'ish and Nifritz, Mishtei Ruchaisov, if the house was breached on two sides, then it's considered completely open, and you can't carry there, or we have a question if you could continue carrying there or not. Ask the Gemara. Again, why did the Mishnah have to speak about a breach on two sides? And what would have been if it would have breached on one side? Maishna Meruach Achas, what would be if the breach was only on one side? Tamrinan, Pitikri Yervisoysim. As we've said many times, that when we have a roof coming down, we say Pitikra. Ask the Gemara, Mishtei Ruchas Nami Lema Pitikri Yervisoysim. When it's two sides, we should also say Pitikra. Amri Dvei Ramish made the Rav. The Gemara gives us similar answers. Kigoyim, Shnifrit Pekurzen Zavis. Again, the roof. The house was breached in the corner, so we can't look at it as an entrance, even though it doesn't exceed 10 amos, as we explained, because we don't make an entranceway in 10 amos. You don't want to use the concept of an entranceway, but why don't we use a concept of Pitikra Yarvisaisim? It's talking a case with Keruya Belachsen, that it has a slanty roof. On a slanty roof, we don't say Pitikra Yervisoysim. We only say it on a flat roof. Now, there's a very interesting shaila why we don't say Pitikra Yervisoysim on a slanty roof, only on a flat roof. We need to really understand what makes Pitikra Yervisoysim work and then be able to understand that halacha. Because there's another halacha that we've mentioned. You don't say Pitikra Yervisoysim on an arch. Let's say you have the end of a wall, but it's not straight. It goes in a curve. Again, you don't say Pitikra Yervisoysim. Why? So, it really depends on how you learn Pitikra Yervisoysim. Some Rishonim learn that Pitikra Yervisoysim is a concept that it forms a door. Pitikra Yervisoysim forms a door, forms a Tzuras HaPesach. And as we just explained, to have a door, you have to have a flat top. That's how a door looks for Pitikra Yervisoysim. And that's why, if as an Al Gemara, you have a slanty roof, or you'll have a curved roof, you can't say Pitikra Yervisoysim. Other Rishonim explain that Pitikra Yervisoysim works with good achas. Good achas, which pulls the wall down. But it only could pull a wall which is on a flat roof, and then that could pull the edge down. But if it's not going flat, so that's really hard to identify what is the edge, and therefore I can't say Pitikra Yervisoysim. Others say, other Rishonim explain, that Pitikra Yervisoysim accomplishes a havdalah. It accomplishes a separation between the two areas, the area under the roof and the area outside under the roof. So when you have a flat roof, the separation is much more evident and pronounced and therefore I could say Pitikur Yervisoysim. However, when you have a slanty roof, the separation is not that pronounced, and therefore I can't say Pitikur Yervisoysim. Actually, this shaila that we are explaining now, how Pitikur Yervisoysim, also will be relevant in trying to understand how wide of a roof must you have to say Pitikur Yervisoysim, because that too is a machlokes rishonim. Most rishonim say that in order to say Pitikur Yervisoysim, you have to have a roof of 4 tefachim. Again, especially if you learn the way we just explained, that Pitikur Yervisoysim, because it's a havdolah, it's a separator, so it has to be a significant area to show a separation. If it's going to be narrower than 4 tefachim, it's not significant enough to be a separator. But if you explain that it's a Pesach, that it looks like a door, then you would not necessarily perhaps need to have the roof that you want to say Pitikur Yervisoysim on for Tfachim. Now, we explain, as we saw in diagram 340, that if you have in a corner, you can't, or 341, you can't say, even if the breach is less than 10 amis, that it's an entranceway, because people don't make entranceways in corners. So the Paiskim discuss how much of a breach can you have in the corner that it's still not, and it should not be an issue. Some Paiskim say that you can only have up to 3 tefachim. Because if it's 3 tefachim or less, I'll say love it. If it's more than 3 tefachim, it'll be too much of a breach. However, the Prima Gadim says that you could have a breach up to an amma. He says any breach that's an amma or less will be considered insignificant, even though it's in the corner, and will be permitted. The Shmuel Amar. Shmuel explains the Mishnah's case differently. He explains a filu b'yeser, even if the breach is more than 10 amos wide. Ask the Gemara if the breach is even more than 10 amos wide. Why did the Mishnah have to say that the chatz was breached on 2 sides, even if it's breached on 1 side? It should be a problem if the breach is so large. Answers the Gemara, Mishnah Bayis. You're right. In the case of the chatzar, if it has a breach that's 10 amos or wider, it's already a problem. But in the case by a house, there's a difference if it's on 2 sides or 1 side. So in order to remain consistent, the Mishnah by the chatzar also spoke about a breach on 2 sides. Ask the Gemara, Bais Gufa Tiksha. But what about by the house? Mishnah Baruch Achas. Why do you say that if the breach was only on 1 side, because you say Pitikra. So Mabez Ruchas Nami. So if it was on 2 sides, if you're subscribing to Pitikra Yervisoysim, Nami Nami Pitikra Yervisoysim. Vesua, furthermore, asked the Gemara, Mi Isle Lishmu Pitikra Yervisoysim? Does Shmuel agree to that principle of Pitikra? Vitmar, we learned, if you have a Chsad Rabbika, which we explained, is an area in an open field that has a covering of 4 poles. Rav of Mutal Tatabakula, Rav says you could carry in the whole area under the roof because we say Pitikur Yervisoysim. Shmuel Amayim Tatabal Abdal Amis, you can't carry under the roof because Shmuel doesn't subscribe to Pitikur Yervisoysim. So, how is Shmuel explaining the case of the house in the Mishnah? Answer the Maharlai Kasha. The second question is not a question. Because Key Les Lebedalit. When does Shmuel not hold a Pitikur Yervisoysim? So Rashi says, that's when only all 4 sides of the enclosure are open. Like by the Echsadra. Av B'Sholosh, in a case where you have 3 walls, there Shmuel will hold a Pitikur Yervisoysim. Tosfos has a different Girsan in our Gemara, and he explains that Rav applies the principle of Pitikra even to 2 open sides, where Shmuel applies it only when all 4 walls already exist, but are breached in such a manner that would ordinarily invalidate the mechitza. Other Rishonim say that according to both Rav and Shmuel, you have to have 3 walls, different girsa, you have to have 3 walls, and the machlekes is what the 4th wall has to look like. According to Rav, the 4th wall could be totally exposed, and you could still say Pi Tikra. According to Shmuel, if you have some, you have to have something left even on the fourth side. Ask the Gemara, Mikom Makom Kasha. The first question still remains. If we're saying Pi Tikra, so what's the difference if it's one side or two? Answer the Gemara, Amri Beirab Mishmei Derav, Kigoin Shenifrit Bekurns of us. The case is where the house was breached in the corner, Bekuruya Beilachsen, and the Mishnah, and the roof is at an angle. Hachinami, here too, Shmuel is going to explain Kigoin Shenifrit Bekurns of us, that the house was breached in the corner, and the roof was breached Arba Amis. It was breached up to four tefachim. So now we have to have a situation where four edges must be extended to close the partition, which is shown in diagram 342. And the way most Rishonim explain this diagram, in this diagram we have two deficiencies working our way from top to bottom. Number one, a significant part of the roof is missing. Number two, you have a big chunk of the wall, four tefachim along each side, missing. And but the way it's missing, and as the diagram shows us, well, we're going to have to create pre-tikra. We're going to have one, two, three, four walls that we're going to have to extend down. And Shmuel never allows us to extend four walls down with the concept of Pi Tikra Yoriv Esosim, says the Gemara. So now we had a Machloikas Rav and Shmuel how to explain our Mishnah. Rav said that the Mishnah, as in diagram 341, is speaking where we have a slanty roof, and Shmuel says that we have, like 342, a breach like this. Says the Gemara, why didn't Shmuel say like Rav? Shmuel Amak Rav. Shmuel did not explain the Mishnah like Rav explained it, because the Lachson like Tani, because the Mishnah didn't mention anything about a slanted roof, and like the Rishonim explained, in their times it was very rare to have a slanty roof. Rav Amak Shmuel. Rav doesn't agree with Shmuel, because according to Rav, even if we have to say Pi Tikra for four distinct areas, we could still say Pi Tikra. Because Rav Tamei, Rav follows his sheeta. You could carry an echsadra, even though, as we explained before, in echsadra we have to say Pi Tikra on all four sides. That doesn't bother Rav. The Itma, as we just explained, echsadra bika, when you have this echsadra in the field, Rav mutal tatbakula, you could carry in the whole field. Rav mutal tatbakula, Rav says you could carry in the whole place, because they would say I'm reading Pi Tikra over Soysim. You can only carry for Dalet Amos because Lo Amrin Pi Tikra Yoriv Esosim. You can't say Pi Tikra Yoriv Esosim to seal four areas, and that's why, in the case of diagram 342, we would have a Machlokas Rav and Shmuel if we could say Pi Tikra or not.